The book of Acts is the book of the spread of Christianity. It has been called the continuation of Luke, the fifth gospel, a pivotal book of transition, the only unfinished book in the Bible, and one of the most graphic pieces of writing in all of literature. Luke himself has been called the greatest of all historians, ancient or modern. And the person who said that is no less than Sir William Ramsay, one of the great archaeologists of the 20th century. The title, Acts, comes from a word used in Greek literature to summarize the accomplishments of outstanding men. Who is the author of the book of Acts? The author is not mentioned, but the first verse refers to the former treatise sent to Theophilus. Luke wrote his gospel to Theophilus. Therefore, he is the author of the book of Acts. The writer's interest in sickness, as well as his use of medical terms, support that notion. The author was a physician. Tradition ascribes the book to Luke. Luke evidently traveled with Paul. There are many places in the book of Acts where "we" is used. As a close companion of Paul, Luke had access to the principal eyewitnesses concerning what happened to, say, the Apostle Paul. That becomes particularly obvious in chapters 13 through 28. Perhaps he also had an opportunity to interview key witnesses in Jerusalem, such as Peter and John, for the information that he puts in chapters 1 through 12. He may have used written sources as well. Some critics have leveled charges against Acts. For example, they say Luke was dependent on Josephus for some of his material. Certain words are common to both Luke in the book of Acts and in Josephus' writings. Those are the ones that are cited as proof. These are mainly non-technical words, and they were commonly used, so that doesn't prove that one author was dependent upon another. My conclusion is that Luke wrote the book of Acts. Who were the recipients? Those who hold Acts is dependent upon Josephus date the book late in the first century or even into the second century. Acts is not dependent on Josephus, and such a late date is highly unlikely. You see, Luke abruptly ends with Paul awaiting trial in Rome. Therefore, Acts was completed prior to Paul's trial. Furthermore, Acts gives nothing of the persecution under Nero in 64 AD, or Paul's death in 68 AD, or the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. So since Paul came to Rome about 59 AD, and had been there 2 years when Acts closes, the book can confidently be dated at 61 AD. Acts was written to Theophilus, a Gentile governmental official who was also a Christian, but it is not a personal letter. It is a formal treatise intended for publication. So, the original recipient was Theophilus, though it was intended for a wider audience, somewhere around 61 AD. What is the subject of the book of Acts? The subject of Acts is the continuing work of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit through several of the apostles, namely Peter and Paul. It is the spread of Christianity under the direction of God from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world through, namely, mainly, Peter and Paul. What then is the structure of the book? How does the author take the subject and develop it in his book? There are two major ways to view the structure of the book of Acts. One is geographical and the other is biographical. Geographically, Acts 1:8 spells out the structure of the book. You remember that verse. Jesus said, "You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." Jerusalem would cover Acts 1 to 7. Judea and Samaria would cover Acts 8 through 12, and the uttermost parts would extend from Acts 13 through Acts 28. Acts 1 through 7 takes place in Jerusalem. In Acts 1:8, they are said to be scattered abroad throughout Judea and Samaria. Beginning in chapter 13, Paul commences his missionary journeys to the regions beyond. Besides the geographical way to divide the book, there seems to also be a deliberate structure of the material around the Acts of Peter in chapters 1 through 12 and the Acts of Paul in 13 through 28. In fact, some Bible teachers prefer that basic division, and that certainly has a good possibility. Both of these things are going on in the book of Acts. An outline that would follow the geographical way of dividing the book would look like this. In the first place, the Lord works by the Holy Spirit through the apostles in Jerusalem. That's chapters 1 through 7. Secondly, the Lord works through the Holy Spirit through the apostles in Judea and Samaria. That's chapters 8 through 12. And the third and final major part of the book would be the Lord's work by the Holy Spirit through the apostles to the uttermost parts of the earth in chapters 13 through 28. What is the purpose of the book of Acts? One of the purposes of Acts is to chronicle the spread of the work inaugurated by the Lord, which he continued by the Holy Spirit through the apostles from Jerusalem to Rome. There was a need for an accurate and authoritative account of the activities of the leading figures, such as Peter and Paul and even James and John. God witnessed through them both signs and wonders with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. That's a statement from Hebrews 2:4. Thus the church was connected with the work of the risen and ascended Christ and authenticated. There was also the need to show that Christianity was one, whether the believers were Jews, proselytes, Samaritans, Gentiles, or former followers of John the Baptist. One of the purposes of Acts is to defend Paul. Paul's authority is vindicated by demonstrating that he did everything Peter did. His experiences and missionary labors, and especially his arrest and imprisonment, must be seen in the right light. Was he a traitor to his people? An apostate from the law? Was he an impostor who deserved all the opposition and persecution which he received? Was he an insurrectionist or an instrument in the hand of God? Luke is defending and vindicating the Apostle Paul by showing that he did everything Peter did. So to sum up, Luke wrote to Theophilus to inform him of the continuing work of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit through the apostles from Jerusalem and the Jews to Rome and the Gentiles. God used Peter and Paul to spread the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome. The spiritual lesson for us is that God wants believers to bear witness of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, beginning where they are and from there to the ends of the earth. Remember, the book of Acts is the book of the spreading of Christianity to the ends of the earth.